most famous way to push somebody down, even down the earth, means you are that low, that nothing. Shame on you and all that. Here, Rumi is using that, thinking about the levels of the dirt and all that, but the simple thing is that he will say, listen, if there is a king who doesn't care about the good and bad people around him, if there is a king that he doesn't care about the good people or bad people, this is not a king, the shit on his head, something like that. Because I'm talking about you being the king of your existence, right? So the most important thing for you is to differentiate between good and bad and all that stuff. This is what we think about the judge of existence, yes?
If your labor exceeds by a single mote, it will be weighed in God's balance. You continually work yourself to death in the service of these kings. They are ignorant of treachery and honesty. The words of a talebearer who speaks ill of you will cause your service during years to be wasted.
This is an experience in the time of Rumi is like this, and your time is completely different, but the outcome is the same. You say, here, when you see the kings or the big guys and stuff like that, what do? You try to work hard and give the service and stuff like that. And they don't really care. Because if one fellow will go to that king and will say, this guy is a son of a bitch, this is really, he will change his mind and he doesn't like it. This is the physical existence in here, right? Over there, it's not like this. Nobody could go there and say, blah, 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 to put you down. He knows everything. That's how you should imagine that. Do you remember? We talked about it. Imagine that somebody knows everything. Yes?
The words of talebearers do not take their abode in the presence of the king who is hearing and seeing. All the talebearers are reduced to despair by him. They come to us and increase bondage. They speak much abuse of the king before us, saying, go, the pen has dried. Do not keep faith.
Translation. These bad people that we talk to the king negative and we push you down. Because the king doesn't listen to them, they come to us. And guess what they are doing? They are here and they are blah, 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 and they will say, you know what? Everything is written. So don't try too hard to be a good fellow. This is how they act in here. Because over there they don't succeed. Here they will come and they will tell us that, oh, everything is fixed. Therefore, don't try very hard. Yes?
How should the meaning of the pen has dried be that acts of perfidy and acts of faithlessness are alike?
This is the question you should have when they are talking like that. That what a stupid stuff. You want to somehow interpret the meaning of the pen dried out to make good and bad equal? To make these nonsenses? Yes?
Nay, perfidy for acts of perfidy. The pen has dried, and faithfulness for those acts of faithfulness. The pen has dried. There may be pardon, but where is the glorious hope that through piety the servant of God may be illumined? If a robber be pardoned, he saves his life. How should he become a vizier and keeper of the treasury?
Read that again, please.
if a robber be pardoned, he saves his life. How should he become vizier and keeper of the treasury?
Ah, did you get it? I will very delicately try to make you feel something that, listen, you are talking about forgiveness and being forgiven. Okay, a thief is forgiven. Now what? Good for the thief, yes? No, this thief could never be the treasure because he was a thief once. That's the consequence. That's what Jafar al-Qalam means. If you're a thief, repentance is not enough. It's just a beginning. You have to change to be good. If you're no good, but you're forgiven, so what? Okay, you're forgiven. Then what? Here? We are not talking about this and that and that. We are not even talking about responsibility. We are talking about improving my spirit, my soul. This, with just repentance and the pity, doesn't happen. Yes, without it, it's awful. But you have to try to not to become a thief, to be the treasurer, to be the trustworthy, to be someone that any human being in need could bring you the heart. That's how it works, yes.
Come, O godly Aminuddin, for every tiara and ensign has grown from trustworthiness. If the Sultan's son become a traitor to him, on that account his head will be severed from his body. And if a Hindu slave show faithlessness, sovereignty will applaud him. Long may he live.
Yeah, this is the difference. If you go this way or that way, you choose your path and you will end up to the consequence place, yes. That's how the logical part is here, but it doesn't deny the rest of it, yes?
What of a slave? If a dog is faithful at a door, there are 100 feelings of satisfaction within him, in the heart of the master. Since because of this, he kisses the mouth of the dog, if he be a lion, how triumphant he will make him.
In this stage that I'm talking about, we are facing this hard. If you're good, even if you're a dog, you're a good dog, you're in a good position and they even could kiss you. Now imagine if you're a good lion, then what will happen? Always see the improvement. Always think about getting better. Yes.
Except to be sure the robber who performs acts of service and whose sincerity uproots his perfidy. Like Fudail, the brigand who played straight because he ran with the strength of 10 men towards repentance. And as the magicians blackened the face of Pharaoh by their fortitude and faithfulness.
Okay. I talked about... You got it. He's trying to say, don't let this idea that the future is known by God fix you in nonsenses. Yes, the consequence is written, but it depends on you and you only. And you could change. Yes, you could repent, but that's not enough. You could become the best, right? This was normally. But remember, we are beyond the logic and exception is always here. So, even exceptionally it could happen that you are bad. Then you try to be good and you do a lot of goodness that badness is forgotten, is powdered, is vanished. That happens. Remember, we always talk about magic. Why? Because the word of magic means something that the brain is not capable of understanding. That's what the magic is. Here, we're not talking about that. Very simple. Let's talk about... Do you remember those magicians of the Pharaoh? They came and talked to Moses and all that stuff. Do you remember? Pharaoh ordered their hand to be cut, and they said, okay. And their hand, they cut, but they didn't say no to Moses and yes to Pharaoh. Yes?
They gave their hands and feet for the crime that entailed retaliation. How should that be attained by means of 100 years devotional service? You who have served for 50 years, when have you brought into your possession such a sincerity as this?
Listen, a human being with one action could overpass the angels. The moment that these people, these magicians, they stood up for their hand and feet to be cut off just because of the Moses, what was that? Yes, that magic even could happen. That's what it should happen. I'm not talking about you doing a little bit goodness. I said, did you see what he did in one moment of his life? You should do it in every single moment of your life. What I'm talking about being good is not that in a single moment try to be good and do good and blah, blah, blah. Turn around and be the source of goodness. This is what we are talking about. Any question? I believe it was very simple. The idea of Ja'far al-Ghulam is trying to push you forward, not to push you backward. Yes?
Story of the dervish who sought Herat, the well-equipped slaves of the Amid of Khorasan, mounted on Arab horses and wearing gold-embroidered coats, caps richly ornamented, etc. He asked, what princes and what kings are these? On being told that they were not princes, but the slaves of the Amid of Khorasan, he turned his face to heaven, crying, O God, learn from the Amid how to take care of slaves. There, the state accountant is called Amid.
Okay, this is a very good long paragraph. And he's explaining something very simple. There is this dervish, and when he is looking at these horses and the soldiers of the king, beautifully dressed and blah, 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 he said, I want that. He doesn't know that, okay, when there is fighting, this fellow will go and will fight and will get beaten when they come back and all that. To explain what to you? To remember, when you're looking around you, somehow you compare yourself with the people, with all the jealousy because they look better. Do you know why they look better? Why? Because they all like you before coming out. They were looking at the mirror, trying to be this. They colored this, they picked this. All of this nonsense happens. You look at them, you see an elegant face. Do you see their pain inside? Of course not. Do you understand the melancholia in their head? Of course not. Then you envy them. What a stupid stuff is this, which is happening